Hello, everyone. This is Rico, and you're listening to Treks in Sci-Fi, your every 2 weeks dose of geeky goodness. Let's see, show 965. Today is July 6th, 2025. I almost said 2025. I'm a little tired out. I've been working on, we have a couple of old sinks in our main bathroom that need to be replaced, and I was spending most of today. I usually do these podcasts on Sunday mornings. Usually by 10 I gets going. It is now almost 4. It's like 3:30, 3:36 in the afternoon. So it's going to be a short one. And because of that, I'm just going to sort of do what I call a grab bag or ad hoc or miscellaneous show, talking about some recent things going on, some maybe a little bit of collectible stuff, maybe some other things, movies, TV, what's coming up. We have a movie called Superman coming later this week. I think I've heard about that. Anyway, so that's the show, and I'll try to keep the energy level good and up. Plumbing is just the hardest and the worst thing to do. You got to go crawling under cabinets and all kinds of stuff. Maybe I'll talk a little bit about that at the beginning of the show. But hey, here we are. Let's do this thing.
I'm Captain Kirk.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present the winners of the 74th Annual Hunger Games.
We are the men in black.
I'm the doctor, by the way. What's your name?
Rose.
Nice to meet you, Rose.
Run for your life.
My name is Optimus Prime. I am the Futus of Borg. Resistance is futile.
Yes, a Jedi's drink flows from the Force, but beware of the dark side.
Catchy, it's got a nice ring to it. I mean, it's not technically accurate. The suit's a gold titanium alloy.
I'm sorry, David. I'm afraid I can't do that.
This is Rico, and you're listening to Treks in Sci-Fi. Okay, folks, again, welcome to the podcast. Hope everyone's doing well. Try to keep your chin up. Those of us in America, yes, we call it America. The United States of America, you know, everybody gets not everybody. I should never say everybody. I hate it when people say everybody. There are a lot of people who think, you know, the United States people, you know, we're Americans. We live in America, even though there's North America, South America, which encompass other countries. But, you know, the way I always look at it, what are we going to call us? United States citizens? I'm surprised. Our orange-skinned president, he's getting into it already. I'm surprised he hasn't tried to rename us somehow. What a goof. I have no filter today a little bit because I'm kind of whipped from doing all my plumbing. That makes you have no filter. We had the July 4th. We had July 4th. That's what I was trying to talk about. July 4th, a couple days ago. Fireworks, hot dogs, hamburgers, barbecues. Try not to blow your fingers off when you light a firecracker off or whatever. But hope everybody survived it, you know. Didn't get sunburned, didn't get bug bit, didn't injure themselves in some way. Stayed healthy well. You got all your fingers and toes and all that stuff. But, the country is a little bit, to say the least, a little bit in a turmoil right now. And I think there were a lot of people who felt like not wanting to celebrate it. We don't really actually do a whole lot myself. I did when my kids were younger. I had my younger son, Eric, over we had hamburgers and on 4th of July, which was Friday. You know, and I used to buy fireworks. I don't really light them off and do them that anymore. There are people around that do that, and a lot of lakes in the area light off fireworks over the lakes, and I can kind of see them from my house. So honestly, it's a pretty low-key holiday for me. But there are people in the United States that, you know, more or less refused to celebrate it with everything going on. And I don't know. I have mixed feelings about that. I still love living here. I love the country. I love the people. There are some people I'm not super happy with over the last several years, but it's still, they're not, I feel like, you know, I'm not letting them take away my country, you know, where I was born and raised and everything like that. So, all right, enough off that soapbox level. But anyway, basically, hey, hope everyone had a good holiday for those in the United States. Let's talk more nerdy things. What's going on in the nerd world? Boy, I'm having trouble with the summer movies. One, I've been doing, you know, some of these home improvement projects. There's a lot going on, and I, you know, for example, that Ballerina movie I missed, which I've actually just watched because it's already on pay-per-view, and I think that's like a month it took, a little more than a month. That's the sort of John Wick spinoff movie. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, it's a very basic plot, but then again, so are the John Wick movies, pretty much. And Anna de Armas I don't know if that's, I'm saying her name properly. I thought she did a good job. It's not really a nerd movie. You know, I throw some of what I talk about into the action adventure kind of movies. I think there's a bit of overlap there, especially in those movies, because, I mean, John Wick and this character, you know, like, they take a lot of hurt and a lot of damage. You know, they punch one guy two or three times and he's down. They get punched millions of times throughout these movies. You know, there are things blowing up around them and they just kind of shrug it off and keep going, get stabbed, shot, whatever. It's just a flesh wound. But it was an enjoyable couple of hours. I do want to watch, it's on Netflix, this is a little more nerdy, The Old Guard 2 with Charlize Theron, and Uma Thurman is in it as well. I think I'm gonna watch that tonight. The Old Guard was based on a comic book. It's essentially a story about these immortals that can't die, that have, you know, kind of the premise is they've sort of shaped the world in certain ways. They participated in wars and things, and there was a movie called The Old Guard, which was the first one of these. I think it's still on Netflix. And then this is a sequel to that. So I'm not going to give you too much more than that, but it is based on a comic series that's actually a comic book series that I read, and it's not from that long ago. And I don't think, unless I missed it, I don't think there's a lot of issues to it. And I think they did a couple of little mini series of it. It wasn't like it's a regular comic that was coming out for years and years and years, like Batman or Superman or Spider-Man. But if you do want to dig it up, I don't think it really, they took the basics of it when they did these movies, at least the first one, but it isn't really like a blow-by-blow, play-by-play from the comic. My memory, at least, of it is they were fairly different, so. But I am looking forward to watching that. I thought they did a good job with the first movie. You know, taking what they decided to take from taking what they decided to take from the comics and putting it into the movie. By the way, we've had some really warm weather over the last couple of weeks, maybe 10 days here in Michigan. And it was funny, it took a long time for the summer to kind of get here and warm up, but I usually, you know, if we're into the 80s, low to mid 80s, I'll leave windows open, the house open, but we've been upper, like today right now I'm looking, it's like 91, 92-ish or something out there. What happens, at least for me, I don't know about a lot of people, but when I'm in air conditioning for that long of a time period, I start to almost get a little dried out and a little nasally. So I feel like I'm a little more nasal. I feel fine, you know, healthy, you know, I'm trying to stay healthy. Comic-Con is in about 2.5 weeks, which is amazing. Looking forward to it. I got my badge too. That's exciting. I get these press passes. I've been fortunate enough. Hey, thank you, San Diego Comic-Con, by the way, for, I think this is my sixth trip now. I think I have to count it out. I think I went to, 2018 was the first. 2018, 2019, no 2020 or 21, and then 22, 23, 24, 25. Is that right? I think. So two before COVID and now four since COVID, I think it is. So this is my sixth. It's hard to believe yeah, because I think it was in 20, we were back in 2022. That was the year we had to wear masks, I think. I think that was when it came back. Because I think it only missed 2020 and 2021, I think. Two, three, four, five. So yeah, two prior. It's always a good time. There are people there that I like to hang out with. Quinn, who's been listening to the podcast, he's gone a couple of times. He's from Canada. He told me he's not going to get there this year. I'm going to pick him up a Doctor Who shirt. He mentioned that he wanted one. So I'll go to the Doctor Who booth and pick that up. But I'll see Kenny and my buddy Dylan that I met a few years ago when we went to that Star Trek thing. Oh, that was a great night, wasn't it? Oh, that was so fun, meeting all the basically Strange New World cast just casually. It's so nice to do that instead of, you know, the quickie meet and greet or picture or photo or whatever. It's just, I don't know if I'll ever top that. You know, and there were some people, other people there, other celebrities, people from the Orville TV show and others, some of the Lower Decks cast. Just really, really cool, fun time. That was at the Paramount, whatever it was called, 10 Forward, I think it was called that year. Now they've switched it off. Now it's been called the Paramount Lodge. I think that's what it'll be this year. You know, I haven't gotten we're only a couple of weeks away, and I haven't gotten a lot of invites yet to press things. I'm hoping stuff starts to pop up. I know Marvel is not going to do anything at Hall H or anything like that. They're not really going to have much of a presence there. I'm sure there's a booth. I would imagine there's a booth inside the main hall, a Marvel area booth. How to get over to Comic-Con? I don't know. I guess I just mentioned it's coming up in a couple of weeks, and I was talking about the movies and everything else. So we talked about The Old Guard 2, which is coming up. I talked about Ballerina, that movie. I know I want to talk about, sort of related to Comic-Con. I watched this last weekend. Finally, and this is also out on pay-per-view on, I think it's Amazon Prime and Apple TV. There might be other availabilities. So Felicia Day did this movie. I wouldn't say she's the main character, but she's in it a fair amount. It's called Tim Travers. Travers is T-R-A-V-E-R-S. And The Time Traveling Paradox. Long title. Tim Travers and the Time Traveling Paradox. I went to a press thing last year at Comic-Con where she was there and some of the other cast and writer, director, those guys were there. They were doing a screening of the movie last year at Comic-Con, but it just didn't work out with my schedule, so I couldn't get to it. But it's finally out on pay-per-view. I'm sure it'll end up probably on streaming, regular streaming at some point. But I did purchase to watch it off Amazon Prime, it was pretty good. It was kind of a little bit goofy, I would say, not super high budget, but a cool premise. It's kind of like the whole idea of time travel and paradoxes, you know, things like if you could go back just like in time and meet yourself from, you know, even if you could only go back a short time, like a minute or two in the past, well, then there'd be two of you, right? If you went back in time. And then if you did it again and again and again, you'd basically have, you'd end up with, I don't think it's too much of a spoiler. You'll see these things in the trailer, but you could end up with like a whole room of you, essentially. And you know, especially if you aren't going back that far in time, you're essentially the same person, pretty much, right? And I'm not going to say too much more, but I thought it was a clever little movie. I enjoyed it. It was fun to see Felicia in a movie. So check that out on Amazon Prime, Tim Travers and the Time Traveling Paradox. I would, if you like time travel and quirky little movies, sort of had a little bit of a Buckaroo Banzai feel to it in a way. I might be stretching things a little saying that. I'm not sure. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Right. Let's move on to, should we get on to TV? Oh, I wanted to talk about one other movie thing. And Chris Clemente, yes, my buddy Chris, he kind of clued me in on this. I knew that places and people had done this thing for a long time. Different groups, different forums, Reddit, different places online. I had heard about these people that had, you know, famously George Lucas, when he was running, you know, an own Star Wars still, he put out the special editions, right, in the late 90s of each of the movies. And, you know, his basic premise or his basic reasoning was there were things he, when he was making the original movies, especially the first film, especially what eventually was called Episode 4, A New Hope. But when it first came out, when I saw it, and a lot of people first saw it, it was just called Star Wars. No Episode 4, no subtitle A New Hope, just, you know, Star Wars. So when George Lucas did that and did special editions, when we got into the age of you know, DVD, Blu-ray especially, 4K and all that, he had more or less mandated and decided that the special editions were the films, the original trilogy films. He didn't really want the original movies of these to be released. You know, it's kind of like when they remastered the original Star Trek, right? Although, unlike the Star Wars films, you can get the original, you know, versions of Star Trek in the original series, even on Blu-ray, and you can get, you know, you have also the remastered versions. And honestly, those, I think the remastered Star Trek original series episodes, the changes are pretty small and pretty subtle. There are some purists, I think, that it bothers. I mean, if I could only have one version of the original Star Trek, yeah, I would keep the original versions and not the remastered stuff. Just because I just grew up on those and I know those so well, and they're just so iconic a bit. So this is all a lot of preamble to Chris recently purchased via eBay, and, you know, legalities aside, there are people out there that have taken and bits and pieces of Star Wars that has been released previously, and essentially they've assembled a Blu-ray 4K version of the original Star Wars movie. No Episode 4, A New Hope. No, you know, Greedo shooting and then Han shooting back thing. Those are the big ones. And no Jabba inserted into the movie. And, you know, there's a lot of other little bits of special effects and things. But those are the biggies. The Greedo thing, the Jabba thing. I don't really care about so much, you know, Episode 4 saying A New Hope. That doesn't really, we all know that now. It doesn't really bother me that much. But I always hated the Han shooting first thing. Han should shoot first. I mean, Greedo was going to shoot him. I mean, basically. So, I mean, and it's not, the idea, especially when you're just sitting at a table next to a guy with a gun on you, if you are pretty convinced they're going to shoot you, I would shoot first. Like, do you want to get blasted? I don't blame Han for doing that. So, but yeah, I finally got this disc, and there's, if you search for Project 4K77 Star Wars on eBay, you'll probably be able to find this, and there's probably other ways to get it in sources. But this is a fully done, you know, Blu-ray 4K version. They create a nice little case for it, and I popped it into my Sony 4K player yesterday when I finally got it after 2 weeks of shipping, which it went all over the country. It was shipped from Texas, and I don't know, something weird happened with the shipping, but it looks great. One thing I did notice a little bit about it is the sound. You know, the sound is quite a bit different. Although I'm just playing it through my new 4K TV, my LG OLED, using the internal speakers. So maybe if I, you know, turned down all my stereo stuff, it would have probably sounded a bit better. I mean, it doesn't sound bad. It's just, by no means. It is an amazing way of doing this. And I went to some of these scenes that they added in, and it's seamless. I mean, they took and enhanced some of those clips in those areas of the movie because they had never been put out on 4K, those scenes. I don't think that, unless I'm missing something, I think maybe a DVD, they would have had to have taken, I think there was maybe the, and I might be wrong, I'd have to look into this more, but who wants to do that now? But they had to take, I don't think it was VHS. I know the originals were put out on VHS, but I think maybe a DVD of those, possibly, I'm not sure. Or maybe there's just a digital version floating around out there from streaming at some point in time or whatever. But anyway, they had to take those scenes and enhance them to bring them up to 4K quality. You obviously have 4Ks of the special editions out, right? So you can take the majority of the film, 95% of the film is just that. And then they have to slip in these places. Like, you know, when they go into Mos Eisley, for example, there's a lot of added little bits and effects and stuff. So that whole scene had to be changed or put back to the original state. So, but no, I'm super impressed. Someday, maybe this summer in the next, you know, month or two, I'll sit down and watch it completely, the disc. But yeah, did a really good job, and it's not super expensive. But since you know, and this is a debate about when Lucas sold off Star Wars to Disney, I don't think he has any control about, you know, there's talk and rumors that say, you know, somewhere in a contract that, you know, it was mandated, you know, Disney could never release the original Star Wars trilogy, you know, as it was on a, you know, future movie release set or something like that. But I don't know. They own it. I don't think that that's real. I think that Disney could do this, and I still think that they will do it at some point in time. You know, I mean, essentially it's a bootleg in a way, but I mean, the money these people are getting is, you know, for the work that they put into this, they're not making that much money here or anything. So it was not like it was $100 or anything like that. I think it was 20 or something minus the shipping. So, I mean, yeah. But I'm pretty cool thing to have, I think. I don't know. I was thinking about, Empire and Return of the Jedi, even though those did not get nearly as drastically changed as the first film did. It would be kind of cool to still get those originals as well. Maybe there's a 4K, let's see, instead of 77, it would be 4K 80 for Empire and 4K 83 for Return of the Jedi, right? So, alrighty. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. All right, let's, before I talk a little bit more about upcoming things like Superman, I want to talk a little bit about that. And I do want to, maybe this week I'll do two movies. I haven't seen the new Jurassic World movie yet. So I was saying this earlier. I wish these weren't so squished together, these films, and spread out a bit more. I still can't get over that they only had that there's a week between this new Jurassic World movie and Superman. You know, I mean, Superman's going to do well. Superman's, you know, I think both movies, it probably, Jurassic World will still make some money next weekend, even with Superman being out. I know there's people that, you know, don't have that much interest in seeing a superhero movie, even Superman, and maybe they'll go see the dinosaurs or whatever. But they're still both kind of genre movies in my head, so a couple of weeks apart would have been better. But hey, I didn't schedule it, so... All right, let's talk about, actually, I'm going to take a short break, and then when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about TV things, including the latest Marvel series, a short series of only 6 episodes that they released, 3 episodes 1 week, and then amazingly, 3 episodes the next week. They shot that out, like, out of a cannon, the new Marvel series, Ironheart. So I'll be back in a minute with that, to talk about that series, which I have finished. And a few other things. It'll be spoiler-free, though, so I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ashley Victoria Robinson. I play Ensign Williams on the Red Shirt Diaries web series, and you are listening to Rico on the Treks and Sci-Fi podcast.
All right, I'm back. All right, let's talk about the Let's see, latest, I guess, Marvel series, Marvel television series on Disney. I got to make sure recording well because I'm looking at a IMDb page, and that, you know, doesn't let me see because I'm just full screening it, but I can't see the Audacity running, but everything's good. So Ironheart, this series follows Riri Williams, and, you know, she was introduced, I think, in the Wakanda movie, right? The second of the Black Panther movies and just the Wakanda movie. And Dominique Thorne is Riri Williams. I'll list the cast of the main characters. We got Anthony Ramos. He is Parker Robbins. And Lyric Ross is Natalie. Angie White is Ronnie Williams. Matthew Elm, Xavier. And then Aldern, Alden Reich, you know, I'm just going to call him Han Solo, young Han Solo. I like Alden a lot. And then there's others, Eric Andre's in this, other people you've seen. But it's a pretty not well-known cast. I would say Alden's probably the most well-known. He's done films and he was in the Solo series, or Solo movie, I should say, not series. I still would love to see another one of those. I think that movie is a lot better than people gave it credit for. It had bad timing, I think, when it came out. I don't know exactly, you know, remember all the ins and outs, but there's a lot of good stuff in that movie, and I think he plays a really good young Han Solo. I would love to see another young Han Solo movie. So even though Harrison Ford is always going to be Indiana Jones, he's always going to be Han Solo, but yeah, I mean, he didn't try to mimic it, but all right, so Ironheart. Now, of course, this isn't Iron Man. This isn't Tony Stark. This is a young black woman, you know, who's basically a genius, and you know, building these suits out of scraps of stuff that she gets. I kind of, even in the first Iron Man movie, when Iron Man's in that cave and what he builds there and stuff like that is a little hard to swallow. I would say this is probably just as hard to swallow sometimes of what she's making and how fast she's doing it. You know, genius only accounts for so much. I mean, you just still need, you still need raw materials. You still need electronics. You still need stuff. And they do address that a little bit in the series, but I guess when it comes down to it, it's still a comic book series, just like some of the movies and other TV that they've done. That isn't really the main point of this, so Riri's like, she's got a bit of a chip on her shoulder, and I found that a little bit bothersome, honestly, slightly. You know, there's a lot of like having to prove herself going on in her head in this, and there's other things too, but it gets a bit old somewhat. Now the show, since they did release three episodes and then three episodes the next week, I actually watched them one episode at a time. So whenever they came out, I would watch one episode. Like, I don't think I even watched it the night it came out, because they were always doing that whole 9 p.m. thing for Eastern time. So I would watch an episode the next day and then the next and the next. So I kind of did that with both sets of three episodes. So I actually just watched, I think I just watched the last one yesterday. Yeah, the final, the sixth episode. I would say the series moves along pretty well. I thought it was pretty good and pretty interesting. I think the characters were well defined. I think the actors did a good job. I mean, they were very good in their roles. I get a bit annoyed at both Marvel, you know, the attitudes with some of the fans out there for both the movies that Marvel is putting out, and maybe even more so the TV series. They just seem to just rip into things, slam things. I think that they did, you know, they were doing that with this series even before it aired. You know, that's just like, why are you doing that? I mean, like, okay, maybe the previews don't appeal to you, but you can't really make a good judgment on something until you try it. And maybe, you know, you don't want to see, you know, an Iron Man wannabe, you know, people call it that, you know, a young black woman in this position, or Maybe you're just not interested in the character that much, but that doesn't make it inherently bad or anything like that. That's the trouble with movies and television and people commenting on them sometimes. These things are art pieces. They're very subjective in what you like or what you don't like. But I enjoyed watching it. I actually wished we would have gotten a few more episodes because, not to spoil anything, but they things get sort of resolved, but there's still quite a bit left open by the end. I'm not going to say too much. Oh, by the way, and I think this was only in the last episode, but by the way, there is a little stinger, a little extra scene during the credits of after the final episode. So if you guys have watched this series, Ironheart, and you didn't catch that, it's not super important, but watch. It's a minute or two long, but there is an extra little bonus scene there at the end of the last of episode 6 of Ironheart. So, but yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty cool and fun. It was a little more grounded than some other superhero things are. There was some emotional things going on with Riri and I don't want to spoil anything. So check it out. But I mean, if you enjoy Marvel things, and if you've already got Disney Plus, watch an episode, see what you think, or an episode or two. If you don't like it, that's fine. Obviously, that's up to you. If you do, cool too, as well. The people that just slam down the door on stuff, I kind of don't want to bring this up, but Acolyte, I watched all of Acolyte and I didn't like it. I didn't like the characters. There was nobody to really root for in that show. I'm not going to go into a whole thing. I've done podcasts about that show, but I did give it a try. It just really wasn't for me. I feel like it was, I need characters like Riri, even though she's got her issues and problems. I was rooting for her. So, that's what I need. That's part of it. But check it out if you get a chance. If you like this stuff, yeah, I think you'd enjoy it. And it looks good. I mean, her Iron Man or Iron Woman or whatever. I'm trying to think. I guess this is a tiny spoiler, but I don't know. I don't think they ever call her Ironheart in the show, in the series. So it's maybe the next time. I don't know. I don't know if they'll do more. I hope they do, kind of. I do like these Marvel shows. I mean, the Daredevil one was fantastic, but I love that, what Netflix did with Daredevil and then bringing that show back. And they're doing another season of that. So we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll get more of this. We'll see. We'll see if that takes place. So, all right, we're about 30 minutes in. I didn't really want to make this a long podcast, so I'm going to do another few minutes. But I'm just going to say how excited I am for the Superman movie. I'm just so worried that two things I'm really worried about. One, I'm worried that I've seen so many little clips and stuff and all the trailers. I've even been avoiding. There are some actual clips, not trailers, out there, officially released too, by the way, that are all over YouTube and everything like that. And I don't even really want to watch those. I feel like I've already sort of pieced together the movie in my head a little bit. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of good stuff and surprises that I haven't seen yet. But I feel like I want to put my hands over my ears and shake my head for the next 4 days, like go no 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 no. So I already have tickets. My two sons and I are going to go. We're going on late on Thursday. Well, not that late. Late afternoon on Thursday, which is the 10th or whatever. So I think there's some early screenings on the 9th, that Amazon thing. Or was it the 8th? It's either the 8th or the 9th. So it's going to be a little tricky to avoid stuff. I don't know if I'm going to go full internet dark or whatever. But please, if you guys do see the movie, if you see Superman, even if you see it by the 11th or whatever, the official release date, be kind for the first few days and don't put up any big, big spoilers, online. Write up if you want. Just say, hey, I liked it, or I didn't like it, or it was pretty cool, or this guy's really a good Superman, or whatever. But I think he's going to be good. I've seen a lot of interviews with him. He seems like a very humble, down-to-earth guy. I think that's one of the reasons why they picked him to play the part. You know, I think he's kind of natural fit for it. Just like I think everybody always felt Christopher Reeve was just a nice guy. And it's very, I think actors, you can act, but I think the essence of your being or your character going to get a little philosophical, but I don't think you can really fake that so well. I think just having that kind of inner, I'm going to use the word soul or something, that inner personality, I think it comes out. I do think you need to be kind of a salt of the earth, down to earth, genuine kind of person to play a character like Clark/Superman. I think it's a very, very tricky character. It's as I've said many times, I my hat's off to James Gunn, because to restart or redo the DC universe of movies and all, and to start with Superman, the heaviest of all. I mean, Batman's easy in a way. He's dark and brooding and just, grumpy. That's easy to play into. But although you got to be careful with that. You can't overdo that. But Superman is a tricky one. And even though I did enjoy Henry Cavill, I've said this before, I don't think they ever really gave him a good script to shine. I don't think they gave him a chance to show the kind of character Superman/Clark should be. And in this story and this script, at least the bits that you see in the trailers, I think they do give you that chance to see why this, why he is Superman. It just works, And I think in 2 weeks, let's see. So in 2 weeks, I'll be back with a podcast on the 20th. I'm sure I'll be talking about Superman. Maybe if I'm even excited enough by it all, maybe I'll put out a little mini show next weekend or something like that. But yeah, I'm very excited to see it. It's a fairly short running time, too. My son looked it up when he was over here the other day. I think it's like 2 hours and 10 minutes, 2 hours and 9 minutes, something like that. So it's not excessively long. It's going to move very fast, I think. It's going to move very faster than it's going to move as fast as a speeding bullet or a locomotive. But yeah, I'm very excited. I mean, I do love Superman a lot. I mean, he's definitely up there on my, favorites of comic book heroes. Spider-Man's still always going to be my top. By the way, speaking of Spider-Man, I finally finished that latest animated. I think it's called Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. Is that the one? You'll see it on Disney Plus. It's the one with sort of a little bit different kind of animation, but that show is great. I mean, if you like Spider-Man, I've said this, I think, on the podcast before, you should watch that Spider-Man animated show. It's 10 episodes. I hope they do more. I mean, they've changed things a little in little ways here and there. And, some people that bothers, but Peter Parker is still Spider-Man. And I can't say enough good things about that show. It's really, really well done. And for someone who's read Spider-Man comics and have seen all the movies and TV things and all, it was nice to see that they kind of changed him just a little, just because it makes it a little more interesting to people. You can't just keep telling the exact same version of it every time, right? So anyway, yeah. All right, Superman and that Spider-Man series, watch those things. There's a bunch of other stuff probably I could talk about. Oh, did I mention collectibles? I covered the Juan Tricarter. Check that out at the vidcast from 2 weeks ago. And yeah, I still think that's a fantastic piece of engineering. I'm super happy with it. And yeah, that's it. Again, hope everyone's well. Hang in there. Hang in there, United States. Hang in there, world. We'll all get through this together. So, one last thing, patreon.com/treksandscifi. I will be at Comic-Con. I will post some things up on the Patreon group site a little bit more than I'll do on the Treks and Sci-Fi Facebook group. So, hey, if you want to just maybe join for a month for $5 or whatever, now would be the time. So, patreon.com/Treks and Sci-Fi. There's a link, you can find it. Just search for Treks and Sci-Fi on Patreon if you want, but patreon.com/Treks and Sci-Fi. Yes, treksf@gmail.com if you ever want to reach me. And that's it. So, I think this was fun. I think my energy hung in there. Now I'm going to go collapse. Oh, plumbing. Oh. And I didn't actually talk too much about it. Well, we have. I'll end it with this. I sort of said this at the very beginning. We just have some older sinks that needed to be replaced. So I replaced. I did one of them today. Do another one maybe in a day or two or something. But it's plumbing is definitely not my favorite. I like carpentry. I'll do electrical things, but plumbing is just always so like. You hook everything up and it's like, okay, nothing drip or leak. Okay. And you cross your fingers and hope. And that's always a bit of a, a challenge. And especially the last piece about plumbing is it's easy if everything is brand new, but when you are trying to replace something and slip something into another one, you know, then you got to adapt sometimes. And like the sink drain that came with the faucet was a little bit too short to reach where my drain pipe was in under my sink. I actually thought it was going to be too long. It turned out it was about an inch or two too short, so I had to go buy like a little extender. I went to Home Depot and I went to Ace Hardware twice. So far, three trips. And I think I got to go there tomorrow to get one other little thing. So four trips. Hey, it's not a good home project until you make multiple trips to the hardware or the home improvement store, right? So. All right, everybody, take it easy. I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. Bye.
This has been a Rick Dosty podcast production.